you're in sales or know someone who is, you are probably familiar with the stress that surrounds meeting that sales quota. On Small Talk Big Returns today, eliminate that stress by going back to the basics of successful sales strategies. My guest claims it's all a matter of creating an effective selling framework and listening more than speaking. In this edition, Richard Coles of Coles Training International tells us about the simplified sales process.
This is very important to understand. The world is becoming increasingly more competitive and customers ever more demanding, as we know. So we need to constantly be aware and open to their demands. It's a rising bar. Now, selling is the main activity that contributes to earnings, nothing else. And therefore, to understand the sales process is absolutely vital. In other words, to understand how does it all happen and how can I simplify it? And by the way, I think it's very important. I've actually started my career in sales, so that's my grounding. There's lots of complicated things I could talk about, but you know what it all comes down to is the basics. And sometimes salespeople who aren't doing too well, they ask me, well, what do I do next? I say, go back to the basics. It goes like this. It's first of all preparation. First part of the sales process is preparation. That's not even talking to the customer. That's researching the customer. That's deciding what questions you're going to ask and how you're going to listen. Then you prepare your proposal because you've identified a potential. You make the proposal. The next part of the process is you support the proposal with strong benefits. Benefits have value to the customer. Then you have to deal with objections. Now, objections are probably the toughest part of a salesman's process. Once you've dealt with the objections, you have closing the sales. And then you have one that's very important after you've been lucky enough to close the sale, and that is aftercare. Now, aftercare is often forgotten, and I think you know what I mean. You make the purchase, you start using the product, and something goes wrong. Or you have a question about it. And then you call back the company, and you say, well, what happens with this? Why did this happen? And then there is no care. There is no follow-up. They've made the sale, and the interest, therefore, has declined. If I can go right back to the beginning, preparation, and that is very, very important. Failing to plan is planning to fail. You've got to know what possible objections you might receive from that client. You've got to know the people of that company, and you've got to know the company itself. There's a term I use in a book I'm writing called walk in their shoes. You've got to have empathy. You've got to walk in their shoes. What is that company going through at the moment? What are their trials? What are their tribulations? Research, research, research before you make that call. So many salespeople just go on a whim. I think I'll call on them. They sound good. They haven't done any research. After preparation is questioning and listening. In other words, you have to prepare what kind of questions am I going to ask my client? Why would I ask those questions? Very important part of the whole process is being able to communicate accurately and to show that you have interest in that client. And you'll only do that by asking good, smart questions, not silly questions. They actually take preparation.
You have to be asking the right questions, though, in order to elicit the type of information that would help you make the sale better.
Three types I would suggest. Open, probe, and closed. Open question starts typically with who, what, where, when, how, which, and why. And that's to get a broad understanding. A probing question is to get specific information that you may need. You become a little bit more specific in your questioning. Why is that so? Can you explain further? And then the third type of question is closed question. The closed question gets confirmation that they're interested, gets confirmation that they have a need, and hopefully gets confirmation that they want to buy. It's very important when we talk about this questioning, you got to mention listening as well because it goes hand in hand. You should be listening for important information, vital information that will confirm that they have a need or a problem. Way, way back when I started this, somebody once said, you ain't learning anything unless you're listening. My rule is that you listen 80% of the time and you talk 20%. It could be even less. So many salespeople are so close to their product and services, which is not bad, but they're so close to them that they talk their way past the sale. They talk and talk and talk, and they try to tell the client everything about their product and service, but they haven't actually asked the vital question is, what is it that you need? What problems do you have that I can solve for you? What is it that I can do to make things better for you, make it stronger, and so on and so forth? Questioning and listening helps build long-lasting, mutually beneficial relationships with each and every customer that you have. Questioning and listening helps build long-lasting, mutually beneficial relationships with each and every customer that you have.
And that was Richard Coles of Coles Training International.